Health Talk, A Second Opinion, is sponsored by the Center for Advanced Medicine.
Health Talk, A Second Opinion, is hosted by Center for Advanced Medicine, an integrated medical center who understands that there's a deeper underlying reason for your health problems. Each week, their health professionals share insight with you on a variety of topics, including the latest in natural health care and current health products, in order to assist you and navigate the sometimes difficult task of getting answers to your health concerns. Finding the root cause of your health problems and on the road to recovery is their goal. We invite you to call into the show each week with your questions. That number to call when the host opens the line is 866-KPRAISE or 866-577-2473. Now, here's today's edition.
Welcome to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. This is your host, Dr. Bill Kellis, and my co-host and partner, Dr. Mark Drucker.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Health Talk. Good morning, Dr. Kellis.
You know, I was thinking, Mark, there's a couple key things we see all the time. We see people who are tired.
Yes.
What do you normally do when you see it? Somebody who says, you know, I'm tired. And sometimes it's all day tired. Sometimes it's just mid-afternoon. How do you approach it and how differently?
Well, I would agree that that's one of the more common complaints, symptoms. And it could be from a number of causes. So we're going to look into each person individually. A lot of times when a person is tired, there's a sleep disorder or poor sleep. A lot of times there's a pain or discomfort associated. It can be adrenals, where there's a lot going on when people talk about the adrenals. Thyroid, of course. So right, now, this is now, the let's just call that the hormonal tiredness.
All right, let's talk about the adrenals. Let's start there. Your adrenals sit on top of your kidneys. So if you get your electrolytes, your minerals off, you can have a problem with the adrenals functioning from that, right?
I agree. I think that a lot of the experts in adrenal disorders discuss that sodium, which is salt, comes from salt, is really the key nutrient required to keep the adrenals happy. And many experts discuss that without salt as a remedy, all other measures to restore the adrenals are going to fall short.
So basically, you're not worth your salt.
Exactly. That goes way, way back in history, where people actually got paid in salt for their work. And it was, of course, recognized how essential salt was. I think it's really odd. It's one of the things that I scratch my head. I'm still perplexed why the media and the medical system misrepresents salt. There are conditions. There are times when salt has to be restricted and monitored, and it's important. But that's when someone has a condition, a disorder, congestive heart failure, out of control, high blood pressure, that is what we call salt sensitive, meaning salt can actually make it worse. Now, that's a small percentage of people who have high blood pressure. And those, Dr. Kellis, are really the only times when salt has to be, people have to be concerned about their salt intake. Everyone else must get adequate salt and then sodium chloride, which is primarily what salt is, along with a lot of trace minerals. That's the other key people don't understand, that when you get a natural salt source, it's going to have plenty of trace minerals in small amounts.
Well, also, if you go low on potassium, which is the antagonist of sodium, you can get like a mid-afternoon type fatigue or urinate at night and have a hard time going back to sleep type fatigue.
Yeah, so that kind of goes second. In fact, back from when you and I, in the medieval times, we studied biochemistry,
right? Back in the 1800s.
Yeah, we all learn about how the biochemical processes, the cellular functions, work off what's called a sodium-potassium pump. Everything in our body works based upon the sodium-potassium pump.
And describe that.
Well, that means that there has to be adequate amounts of sodium. That's considered the main extracellular electrolyte. It's outside the cells.
In the bloodstream, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's why
primarily bloodstream and some in the extracellular matrix, of course,
right,
which is why some people get swelling from salt, because that means there's another problem that we've got to fix. It's not the salt that's the problem when you swell from salt. It's another problem, okay? So if you cut yourself and bleed, it's not your blood that's a problem. It's because you've cut yourself. So we fix that problem. But anyway, that's the salt or the sodium. It's outside the cell. Intracellular main electrolyte is the potassium. Those two minerals change place across the cell membrane. That causes an electrical or electrochemical reaction, which generates energy for the body.
Okay, so
fascinating, huh? So, salt, yeah, and potassium, sodium and potassium.
And potassium requires magnesium to transport it. So you need three electrolytes.
Oh, darn. Now we got another one. Yes. Yeah, and then, of course, the list keeps going. Sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc.
Yeah, if you get low on potassium, you get a fast-beating heart.
You do. You get a fast-beating heart. You get trouble breathing. So all the people who don't feel that they breathe well, you can measure potassium, and they will all run typically low normal. It's not gonna go so low that it's considered low in the medical sense. That's a 3.5. That's the bottom normal. But they'll usually run.
I don't like it below 4. What do you?
Yeah,
think?
They'll usually run people who don't feel well from low. So 4 is correct. 4, even 4.2 is okay.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it's better to have a little much than too little.
Right. About 4.1.
These are all water soluble.
Where you like it.
So unless you're ingesting excessive amounts, your body has the ability to balance it and get rid of the excess.
All right, now let's talk about this. If you get a fast beating heart, what do the doctors normally do?
Put you on a medication.
Okay.
A heart rate blocking drug.
Okay, so it's going to slow down your heart rather than give you potassium, which is what your body needs.
Right. And so you'll still, most of these people who get on those drugs feel tired. That's a very common complaint.
And oftentimes they put them on diuretics, which pull the potassium out, or you can go on a potassium-sparing diuretic.
Right.
And so they could actually make some problems worse if they don't fix the real cause, root cause.
But let's back up just a second. People who have a fast heart rate and who get put on a medication, once again, there's a small percentage where the electrical heart rate system is malfunctioning, and it's now that'll be dependent upon potassium levels, but it's not primarily caused by potassium level. So you may have no one's actually done a study, but you could have 5%, maybe 10% of the people who get on these drugs to slow their heart rate
actually need it.
Right. Yeah. And the other 90%
need potassium
or better oxygen transfer, because that's one of the reasons the heart rate goes up.
All right, let's
talk about, get oxygen into cells.
Let's talk about oxygen transfer. Are you talking about iron now?
Could be iron. That would be number one, iron. And then as a result of iron, how much red blood cells you carry. But it could be blood thickness or viscosity.
Okay,
so the thicker your blood is, which is a common disorder based upon how people eat and how well they're hydrated and how toxic your body is. You can have, like in a car, if you put in 10 weight oil, but you really need 30 weight oil, it's too thick.
Right.
And so your blood can get too thick. It doesn't flow as easily. Heart rate has to increase in order to pump it around and get oxygen to the cells.
Yeah, you can't run your engine on grease. Now you
can actually, Dr. Kellis, you can actually have weakness of cellular metabolism. So your blood thickness is fine, your iron levels and your blood red blood cell counts are fine, but the cells themselves can't create energy well. And that's a whole nother disorder,
which
will cause increased heart rate,
which can go right along with people who have diabetic problems. They don't. It's not. They have plenty of insulin. They just can't get the sugar in the cell
to run the cell.
And if it doesn't get in the cell, it makes triglycerides, which are fat in the blood, And that starts building up, and so you're not getting in the cell to make glycogen, and so you have that problem. So that's a cell permeability issue, isn't it?
Boy, it's amazing how this stuff actually works. Or does it work, as the case may be.
Well, another one is people can get fibrillations of the heart where it's fluttering and stuff, and that can turn out to be a magnesium deficiency right there.
Yeah, magnesium, taurine. Back to the question, what do we do when people are tired? We look at the nutrient status. We look at nutrient levels, electrolytes, vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids, all of the key nutrients that allow the cells to make energy.
Okay.
We look at the toxic load, all of the various poisons, let's just call it poisons because that's the old-fashioned term for a toxin. Now they've kind of, it's politically correct to call a poison a toxin, but it is a poisonous material that with enough of it, actually people die, and with low levels of toxicity, your cells don't function well.
All right, now you talked about taurine. You just threw that amino acid in there. Talk about that a little bit.
So taurine happens to be an amino acid which is known to be one that is limited in the food supply, so that it's common for some people to have low levels of taurine. One of the many benefits or essential functions of taurine is it's required to make the bile salts. So your bile from your liver that gets stores in the gallbladder, one of them is taurocholic acid.
Right.
And that is what helps break down, digest, and get fats into your system.
Well, it also does something very interesting in that that bile is made out of cholesterol. And if you increase the taurine, you'll actually decrease the cholesterol while increasing the bile and clearing things out.
It's
a fascinating. So it's not that there's too much cholesterol, too little cholesterol. It's in the wrong place at the wrong time. You need cholesterol, the good cholesterols, and it's how you use that properly, right?
And taurine is also heavily required by muscle cells, including heart muscle. So the more a person works out, for example, they're going to need more taurine. Or simply, if someone has a natural or a produced fast heart rate, okay? So let's say your heart tends to beat at 80 per minute on average rather than 60.
Right.
You're simply going to need more taurine.
All right, now, where do they get taurine from besides amino acids?
Well, it's strictly an amino acid. So you have to get it from protein sources,
right?
Either animal protein,
right,
or vegetable protein. In people who, we got a lot of folks now who are trying to be more health conscious, social awareness, not eat so much animal. I like a good vegetarian protein supplement. So a rice protein is an excellent, some of our products actually are a combination of rice and pea proteins. And really, in today's busy lifestyle, where people are on the go from early morning till late at night, there's heavy nutrient demands. You need to take, unless you're spending a lot of time and energy on your foods,
right,
you need supplements. So an excellent form of a vegetarian protein would be OptiCleanse. We have E7 Natural. We've got several, but the point is most people who aren't feeling well are going to need some nutrient supplementation to get their systems more balanced.
All right. Well, if you would like to join our program today, we're talking about simple things that you can do that can help the problems that come up, solve them at the root cause rather than wait until you have to do major overhaul. But we'd love to hear from you with any health problems you have or a loved one. Give us a call, 866 577 866-577-2473. Toll-free number, 866-577-2473. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
Could your fish oil supplements be weighing you down? Recent reports have shown that many fish are contaminated with heavy metals. Contaminated fish can mean contaminated fish oil supplements. How do you know yours are free of those heavy metals, pollutants, or even radiation? Metagenics Omegagenics fish oil have gone through the standardized Eurofins process, the most rigorous testing for heavy metals and dozens of other pollutants. And we've gone even a step further, testing for radiation in response to the nuclear disaster in Japan, still dumping radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. With Metagenics Omegagenics fish oil, you can get all of the health benefits of fish oils without being weighed down by contaminants. Order your bottle of Metagenics Omegagenics fish oil today. Just call 760-632-9042. 760-632-9042.
This is Dr. Mark Drucker for the Center for Advanced Medicine. God has blessed us by helping us develop a truly integrated clinic. A clinic with medical doctors, nutritionists, chiropractors, and dentists, and a whole team of caring staff to help patients deal with challenging health problems. Whether you're suffering with heart disease, diabetes and blood sugar issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, any autoimmune disorder like MS or arthritis, or if you just want help with weight loss, you want to feel better, or good old-fashioned prevention and anti-aging, take the opportunity to visit a truly integrated clinic that can take care of all the aspects of your health concerns at the root cause. We're located just 15 minutes south of Camp Pendleton in North San Diego County. Call us today. Operators are standing by. The number is 888-244-4420. That's 888-244-4420. Call toll-free today, 888-244-4420.
In 2013, people just like you spent over $3 billion on probiotic supplements. What people don't know is that all probiotics are not created equal. Zymogen's ProBiomax formulas are engineered by scientists, recommended by healthcare providers, and utilized by adults and children worldwide. We select and identify only the most effective, specific probiotic strains for your body's needs. So how does your probiotic measure up? Protect your family's health with the Zymogen difference. Ask your healthcare practitioner if Zymogen's ProBiomax is right for you.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers. This is AM 1210 K-Praise.
Welcome back to Health Talk, the second meeting. This is your host, Dr. Bill Kellis, my co-host, Dr. Mark Drucker.
Welcome back, everyone.
And, of course, you're the star of our show. We'd love to hear from you. Our lines are wide open, and last week we couldn't get to two calls, and I was so frustrated. But if you call early, then we can actually answer your questions and give you some ideas of what we can do to help you. Give us a call, toll-free, 866-577-2473. Toll-free.
Dr. Kellis, let me just go back a second. We were talking about the amino acid taurine, where to get it in the diet. Also want to mention that for people who are trying to not eat so much meat, which does contain good levels of taurine, fish is another great option. So
I love sardines.
Yeah, the healthy fish are pretty much sardines, wild salmon, and wild Arctic cod.
And I like trout, too.
Yeah, trout's...
I'm a trout guy.
Trout's a good one. You're right.
When I was a kid, we used to get trout, perch, and bass in Michigan in the lakes. My dad made me do the fillet of fish thing. He said, "I'll catch him, you clean him." I said, "When do I get to where
you
I can
said,
catch
wait
him?
A minute, I'll catch him."
Yeah, I'll catch him, you clean him. Anyway, but that's part of being a kid. You learn a lot. Anyway, so the other thing, what about carnitine? I like carnitine.
Yeah, again, another amino acid, very important for muscle cells. It actually is sort of an energy source for particularly heart muscle cells.
Yeah, and it'll also eat up some of the fat and clean up some of your arteries and things. It's got a lot of really cool things about it.
Well, it gives the cells energy.
Right.
They can then metabolize and use up the fat.
Right.
And that's how it works, yeah.
So that's another way to pick up energy and lose fat, which I find oftentimes there's people with who are have a weight issue, and they also have a fatigue issue. So carnitine may be the ideal thing for them. And Now, let's go to a couple other things. What about people who have pain?
Yeah.
Pain.
Big problem. So fatigue and pain, sometimes together, sometimes one or the other. Pain comes from a variety of problems. Inflammation is at the root cause of pain. Injuries.
It could be an infection. Could be an injury.
Right. Injuries, infection, low-grade infection. So most people have a level of inflammation in the body. Inflammation's a big buzzword nowadays. But there's a degree of infection in the body.
And normally there's a pH change. You normally have a lot of acid.
True. Most of the people that don't feel well are running acidic. Everybody says, again, the concept is alkalize. You want to get alkaline. But you don't want to get alkaline. You want to get neutral.
That's right.
And most people are on the acid side, so you have to alkalize to the point of being neutral.
Well, you know, one of the things that I have, we have that Crealkaline, that product we have that both gives people energy, stamina, power, and will help alkalinize their blood. And a number of people I find, they get the ability to sleep better at night and go to sleep, and some of the pain goes away right there.
It's a good remedy. You know, what we'd like to do is get you to check your urine pH. So
right.
For all the folks who are having symptoms, not feeling quite right, be it fatigue, pain, stomach issues, headaches, not sleeping well, get a container of the pH test strips. Same stuff you use on a hot tub or a swimming pool to check the acid-base level. And you want to find out how far off you are from neutral. The body, the physiologic functions of the body are designed to work best at neutral pH. And so when you're off that, we have all kinds of remedies to get you back to neutral.
And another way you can find out is if you're breathing properly, because that's where you get the oxygen that offsets the lactic acid and uric acid and all the acids in your system. So if you're not breathing properly, of course,
you'll go acidic.
You go acidic.
Yes.
And I think there's a call coming in. Let's see. Carol from Escondido. Carol, you there?
Good morning, you two wonderful men of God.
Well, how are you doing, Carol?
I'm walking by faith and loving everything. I called to talk to
Carol,
you about
and I go
breathing.
Back about 1,000 years, so we know each other forever.
Yes, and I go back a ways with Dr. Drucker, too.
Yes, nice to hear from you.
I want to comment because on the breathing, because I saw Dr. Kellis a couple of weeks, a week ago, and how would you put it, Dr. Kellis? You loose some areas of my diaphragm.
Well, Carol's my buddy. She came over as a friend, and I said, I don't think you're breathing properly, Carol. And I took a look, and her CO2 was 18, Dr. Drucker. And so I was saying, you're not breathing properly,
yeah.
Carol. And so I showed her how to hold, you know, different areas and hold it and breathe and get her breathing open. And that helped, didn't it?
Yes, that's why I called. I wanted everyone to know that's something most people wouldn't even know about, and there were several areas that were blocked.
Well, how come you're not breathing, Carol?
I tell all my patients
it's free oxygen. Get all you want.
She just listens to you, and it takes her breath away.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's but, also how I put people to sleep, too.
What I thought was deep breathing was I was breathing in my would feel the breath in my in my tummy coming out. But you there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, after you release those areas around my diaphragm, I could breathe and feel the air clear up between my, almost up to the breast level, up between the bones. So now I really can deep breathe.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You have some really bad pains all over your body, and I was thinking it was just the acid buildup with no oxygen to offset it, and it was just causing you pain everywhere.
Which has really helped me.
Now, the other thing that people don't realize is you actually have a dislocated elbow, right?
Yes.
Which is, she has an elbow, Dr. D, that I took a look at and I said, this is not attached. You got to go back to your doctor and have them take a look at this. They actually took a look and said the joint was eroded away and she had no joint there. And that's why she had pain in her right arm. And can you imagine having a right arm just hanging without a joint?
Is that from an old injury?
No, it's diagnosed to RA, Dr. Drucker.
Oh, okay. Really? Yeah, well, that'll...
Yeah. Just,
she had no elbow going. Mm-hmm. And I said, you got to go.
But what I wanted, Dr. Drucker, what I really wanted to share with people is it was just a few years ago that I even learned that you needed to test your breathing by your diaphragm, because most people just think they're breathing from their chest. And I always had, and then you have to learn what deep breathing is. So I just wanted you to touch on it, because I think a lot of people need to have that, the information of how do you know. If you lay down and deep breathe, you can just feel that the diaphragm, the tummy come up as you breathe in.
Yeah. And you know what, Carol, I want to just share something that I find fascinating from my early days in medicine. Anxiety. When we used to have patients who were on ventilators, could not breathe for themselves, either accident, stroke, they would be on a ventilator and have the machine breathe for them.
Right.
We learned that every so often we had to program the machine to give what we called a deep sigh breath, and it would blow in extra air, give them a big, deep expansion of the chest cavity and the diaphragm. That was called a sigh breath, and it would treat anxiety and agitation in these patients. It would calm them down.
Isn't that amazing?
And so that, low potassium, there's so many things that we can find that are fixable when people are having symptoms.
A yawn will do that too, and so will a stretch. That's how you release all that. So when you wake up in the morning, you do the yawn and the stretch and that kind of stuff, it could be you're just low on potassium.
Well, and I try very hard to use, as I breathe in, when I want to do some deep breathing, you know, to help me through the day, breathe in the breath of life and release all the toxins. That's my mental attitude as I do it.
Well, that's
breathe
a great
in
one.
The breath of life real deep and really release it real slow, release all the toxins.
Yeah, and release it further than you think you can release. Just let it go, 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 go.
And I really appreciate the information on potassium and sodium, because I got real confused on those.
And let me just add, breathe in through the nose. That filters. That's what it's designed for. It's a nice filtration system for pollens.
And oxidase.
And germs. Well, I mean, you can breathe in through your mouth, but
right.
I'm saying specifically in through the nose and out through the mouth. When you breathe out through the mouth, you have less resistance. So it's easier to get that air out.
But you also get it through your sinuses more when you breathe it through the nose. And for me, that just makes my brain wake up.
Yes, yes. It's the way we're meant to breathe.
Right.
In through the nose.
So, well, thank you both. Keep up the good work. God bless you.
You too, Carol, and I'm glad that diaphragm helped, and I'm praying for you on the arm.
Well, you know, I just said that we have a lot of doctors, including you, practicing, but Jesus is the great physician, so we trust him to work through you for us.
How'd you do with the bug spray?
Well, I was okay. We had all the fans going and all
good.
That kind of stuff, but the next day we had ants again. So we've been fighting that battle. I'm sure a lot of people are. I prefer, we didn't take this because of certain things, we didn't get it, but I prefer boric acid.
Yes.
And if we have any other problem, why we'll go back, we'll use that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. And I think the boric acid, that's good for termites. That's good for ants. Because it actually is like, it's like putting little glass in them and it'll just cut them up.
So. And it takes a little while because they have to walk in it and take it back to their right. nest. It takes right. a little while, but it's very effective. You just keep it away from animals. You just put it, it's not that dangerous, but it's, you know, you just keep it away from your pets.
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye now.
Thank you, Carol. Anybody wishing to join the program in progress, you know we have lines open right now, and it's a good time to call in. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. Let's find out what's at the root cause of what's going on in you or a loved one. 866-577-2473. We'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
At the center, we always say that one of your most important doctors is your dentist. Make sure you go to a dentist we go to, one that we send our families to. Dr. Al Fala is one of the few dentists we know, trust, and go to because of his integrity, skills, and commitment to excellence. You can reach Dr. Fala's office at 760-730-1600. That's 760-730-1600, or go to dentistryforsandiego.com. Dr. Fala incorporates state-of-the-art techniques and training in all phases of holistic dentistry, bite balancing, and TMJ treatment. Dr. Fala is an accredited member of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology and a fellow of the International College of Craniomandibular Orthopedics. Call Dr. Fala today at 760-730-1600 or go to dentistryforsandiego.com.
There's nothing like clean, fresh, great-tasting water from every faucet in your home. And that's why you need FilterCon. FilterCon, it's the whole house water filtration and conditioning system used and recommended by many doctors and health professionals. It delivers clean, great-tasting, filtered water throughout your home, even your bath and shower. Natural water, none of that slippery, slimy, saltwater feeling. Your hair and skin is going to love the difference. And it's computerized. That means maintenance-free. No more lugging heavy bottles of water or bags of salt. It's centralized water filtration. You get all the filtered water your entire family can drink, cook with, bathe, and shower with, wash the dog with, you name it, for just pennies per day. The FilterCon water system, truly an investment. You can pay more, but you won't get more than a FilterCon. Check out their website at FilterCon.com. That's FilterCon.com. Call 1-800-550-1995 and ask for the special health show pricing. 1-800-550-1995. It's 1-800-550-1995. 800-550-1995.
Don't trust probiotics with hidden identities. Ultra-floral probiotics from Metagenics are backed by the ID guarantee for purity, clinical reliability, and predicted safety via scientific identifications of strains with established health benefits. There are 10 distinct ultra-floral probiotic formulas for customized support for digestive and immune health. Ultra-floral probiotics are available at Center for Advanced Medicine. Visit them today at centerforadvancedmed.com.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers. This is AM 1210 K-Praise.
Welcome back to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. This is your host, Dr. Bill Kellis, my co-host, Dr. Mark Drucker. And, of course, you're the star of our show, and you are not calling right now. So let's get a call from someone who needs some help. This is the least expensive way you'll ever get health care. Boy, you just call in and ask us a question. We don't send you a bill. This is really good stuff, folks. Give us a call. Let's see if we can find out what's actually causing the problem so you don't just keep doing things to fix the symptom. Let's find the problem and solve it. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. Toll free, 866-577-2473. Isn't it interesting? We were talking right about the diaphragm, Dr. D.
Yeah, I'm breathing and acid base. It's a big one.
And Carol calls in with what she was going through.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It's a big one. Now, that also can affect your sleeping. If you're too acidic, you have a hard time going to sleep, which is some people take things like baking soda just to calm it down. But I don't like baking soda because it's got aluminum in it. And they say, well, it doesn't have aluminum. I say, I'm not totally convinced because you know, aluminum is kind of how you get it out. I like the Crealkaline, where you can actually increase both your energy during the day, your sleep at night, and I think that's really a fabulous product. We've been using it for years. The other things I like some acetylmaristoliate, which CMO, for bringing down some of the autoimmune things. I like the turmeric.
Yeah.
Cumin. I like the Cumin 95, which is, that's a fabulous product.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else do you like?
Curcuplex 95.
Right.
You know, well, you want to start with a basic electrolyte formula like Kona Gold.
Right.
And because you got to have the foundation, the basics.
Right.
And then you can build on those. I find the, coconut oil.
Well, and magnesium relaxes your muscles and calcium strengthens your muscles. So you kind of have to have both.
Yeah. A lot of magnesium to relax muscles.
You like coconut oil?
I like coconut oil.
And that's an antifungal, too. So
it's antimicrobial, yes.
Yeah. So that's a good one. Also, fish oils, if we're into oils, will thin out the bloodstream. And that thickness we were talking about, the blood can thin out and the pain can go away. So that's a fabulous way to take care of things.
And then, of course, you know, if there's a specific injury area, we want to address that. So... these days, we're using the AcuScope, the electroAcuscope.
How do you like that?
It's very good technology. It gets energy into those cells.
Now, what makes it different than a TENS and all these other things? What do you think?
Well, it's dynamic in the sense that it's getting feedback.
It's reading what the body's doing.
It's reading whether the current is penetrating to where it needs to be, and then it adjusts either down or up to make sure it's getting the job done. A TENS unit, you just turn it on and it does what it does, but it doesn't have that interactive feedback to adjust itself.
So basically, if your body's hard of listening, it'll turn the volume up.
Yes, yeah. If it needs something different than what it's getting, the AcuScope can adjust and does adjust.
And it does. It has four different things going at the same time. So you basically have two major circuits going on the body. So you can work two parts at the same time, which is fascinating. One of the things I learned with Jinshin Jitsu is if you take a painful spot and hold it, take another painful spot and hold it, before you know it, they both relax down. It's almost like you do a jumper cable. Well, with this machine, you do a way advanced case of that where you actually solve the problem and put the energy back in the cell. Now, I think that's just amazing. How's it do that?
Don't know. You got to be a...
It's like those dead, tired cells are coming back to life.
Yeah. Got to be a biochemical engineer.
Yeah, just raise the dead.
Yes.
The Lazarus effect. It also heals wounds, which I find really interesting. So now, let's go through that. What about people who get headaches? Like they get migraines or headaches. What would you do for them?
Well, there's a same story. There's a variety of causes, root causes for why getting people get headaches. Clearly, there are tension headaches. There's migraine headaches. There's almost always some element of a head-neck imbalance.
And bite.
Yeah, head-neck bite, where the musculoskeletal system is off balance. It could be a slip and fall, a minor car accident, major car accident, repetitive overuse where you do something in the same direction all the time. So even something as simple as a checker at a cash register, they're always going from grabbing things with the right hand and moving it to left. They never get a chance to turn around and do it the other way.
Or a dentist.
Big time dentist. They get a lot.
They turn the same way all the time.
They get so much discomfort in their system, but at least dentists know that they're predisposed and hopefully they're going to get it taken care of. Other people don't realize that they're creating this musculoskeletal imbalance. Yes.
Now, the other thing is you're supposed to have an arch in your neck and an arch in your low back, and if you don't have that, then you get the scoliosis thing where it goes sideways. It's like a bow that doesn't have two arches in it. So it goes sideways to make the arrow go. That's a big deal, too.
Yeah, I think treating structure is a critical component to help one's health and medicine. It's very disappointing that the conventional medical system is not nearly as good as it once was. Once upon a time, back in what we call the golden age of medicine, physical therapists were very good, very talented. They had the opportunity to spend time with patients and really help patients get their structure corrected. Nowadays, in the insurance model, physical therapy is much more abbreviated, and many times for people to get good care, they have to go outside the insurance model and actually pay for it on their own. Come to clinics like ours, of course, and get structural treatment. I do a lot of structural treatment. Dr. Stern does structural treatment.
And you have such good hands on that.
Audrey does structural treatment.
And you also do like knees. People have knee problems and that type of thing. Prolotherapy. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Chalice, that's one of the more rewarding and fascinating therapies I do. It's a simple injection techniques. It's called prolo, meaning proliferate. So we stimulate the tissue to actually heal itself, and it works wonders. Using variety of agents, some homeopathics. Typically, we're going to use a very low dilution of a sugar solution. We call it D5W. So we actually put some sugar into the injured tissue that causes an influx of blood, nutrients, growth factors into those damaged tissues. And it
tends to tighten up the ligaments and tendons.
It grows them. It restores them.
That's it.
So it restores the damaged, weakened, frayed, stretched tissue.
And yet I see people, I sent you somebody that just this week on that. Her knee was moving. And I said, I know how to stabilize that knee so you don't feel like you're unstable, like your leg's going to go backwards or sideways.
Right.
And how does it help that?
Well, tendons and ligaments have minimal poor blood supply. They have poor blood supply. So they don't regenerate as well as other body parts, like bone, for example.
Right.
You break a bone. I always find it so fascinating how well bones mend. We just sort of take it for granted.
Yes.
You break a bone, you put it in a cast for 6 weeks, and it grows back together. Well, tendons and ligaments just don't regenerate that well. They don't have the blood supply.
So if you have an ACL anterior cruciate ligament gets
Torn, stretched,
then it won't heal as quickly as if you actually broke the femur and the
right.
the tibula or
right.
something.
So when we get this injection solution around that injured tissue, it causes blood to get pulled in or influx into that damaged area, and that's where the healing and the growth comes from.
Now, they're doing some stem cell kind of work and things in that area now. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's good. So what we use at the clinic is a step just before stem cells. We'll do PRP, and that's a person's own blood, spin it down to the plasma, to the platelet-rich plasma.
Right.
And that has a tremendous amount of growth factors to stimulate healing.
And white blood cells, too. Right.
Well, we get rid of those.
You get rid of the
white
blood
cells. Yeah, we get rid of the cells. You try to get as little cells as possible.
Just the plasma.
Just the growth, the proteins, and the growth factors.
And so that can stimulate healing.
Right. And then basically.
And the dentists are doing that now, too.
Yes. And then stem cell is just a more advanced method of that same therapy.
Okay. So you're helping them to heal themselves. Through the machine, through the injections, through different things like that. What about, and of course, one of the big things we do is we try to get rid of the toxins or whatever
yes.
the offending
Good
thing
point.
Is. Because last thing you want to do is try to fix something that's still being hurt while you're trying to fix it. So you have to first clear. And this is what it's difficult for everybody to understand how important this is. If you clear the toxin out and get the root cause out of the way, then you have to go about healing. And that's why we're working with cells and things and making sure the nutrients are there so the body can heal itself.
Yeah, one of my recent patients who came in for knee pain, she's had, you know, many, many years of knee pain. So after a series, after three sessions of injections, her knee's feeling much better. She told me for the first time in years, she didn't even realize she had knee pain for the last couple of weeks.
But it takes a couple of treatments to tighten it down enough.
Sometimes, I'm always amazed when one treatment, they start feeling better, but right. it does happen. And then, of course, she also has a lot of other stiffness and aches and pains throughout her body. So we're going to do more of a cleanse and detox, and we're going to specifically get her into the EDTA, sodium EDTA chelation, which can decalcify these tissues that have been painful and stiff for so long.
And the reason they got the calcium in there in the first place is because they were inflamed, and so the body pulls the calcium out to buffer those spots. But once you stop the root cause, then you might as well take the calcium out and get the movement back, right?
Yeah, yeah, it works very well, and people are getting great results.
All right, anybody wishing to join the program in progress, we're at the last few minutes, and we'd love to help you with any health problem you've had or any concern you have for yourself or a loved one. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. Toll free, 866-577-2473. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
Hi, this is Dr. Dave Nelson. I want to tell you about one of the best products I know to detoxify and rejuvenate your cells. Sun Corella is the richest, most complete whole food you'll ever find, and is packed with life-supporting nutrients like protein, iron, chlorophyll, beta-carotene, lutein, and so much more. Sun Corella is the only Corella product that guarantees the highest digestibility. That means your body can assimilate so much of the good whole food nutrition. So give the good folks at Sun Corella USA a call today, and they will send you a free sample. Just call 1-800-979-8448. That's 1-800-979-8448 and receive your free sample.
This is Dr. Mark Drucker for the Center for Advanced Medicine. God has blessed us by helping us develop a truly integrated clinic, a clinic with medical doctors, nutritionists, chiropractors, and dentists, and a whole team of caring staff to help patients deal with challenging health problems. Whether you're suffering with heart disease, diabetes and blood sugar issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, any autoimmune disorder like MS or arthritis, or if you just want help with weight loss, you want to feel better, or good old-fashioned prevention and anti-aging, take the opportunity to visit a truly integrated clinic that can take care of all the aspects of your health concerns at the root cause. We're located just 15 minutes south of Camp Pendleton in North San Diego County. Call us today. Operators are standing by. The number is 888-244-4420. That's 888-244-4420. Call toll-free today, 888-244-4420.
In 2013, people just like you spent over $3 billion on probiotic supplements. What people don't know is that all probiotics are not created equal. Zymogen's ProBiomax formulas are engineered by scientists, recommended by healthcare providers, and utilized by adults and children worldwide. We select and identify only the most effective, specific probiotic strains for your body's needs. So how does your probiotic measure up? Protect your family's health with the Zymogen difference. Ask your healthcare practitioner if Zymogen's ProBiomax is right for you.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers. This is AM 1210 K-Praise.
Welcome back to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. This is your host, Dr. Bill Kelly's co-host, Dr. Mark Drucker, and of course, you're the star of our show.
Welcome back, everyone.
We have lines open right now. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. Any health concern, let's find out what's at the root cause. 866-577-2473. Now, another area that I see people having a problem with is digestion. They're having a problem digesting food properly. What do you do with that?
Yeah, the whole digestive system is just such an important key to health in general. Most of the time, there are food allergies, food sensitivities. Even more important, there's what's called dysbiosis, or an imbalance of the ecology, the different microbes in the gut.
Well, I see a lot of that in SIBO and all that kind of stuff. So what's causing that, and how do you fix it?
Candida overgrowth, SIBO. You know, what's causing it, of course, is too many antibiotics consumed.
And I think GMO is one of that also affects that.
Could be.
Yeah, I've seen more of it since the GMOs.
Well, along with GMOs, there's other problems in the food supply. So
right.
it's hard to pin it down. But we do know that there's more pesticide in food.
Right.
And that acts as an antibiotic.
Yeah. Which kills your healthy bacteria. All that breastfeeding you did, Mom, was cleared away by the eating the antibiotic, the farm fish, the farmed the chicken.
Yeah,
the animals.
Oh, boy.
You know, unless it's range-fed and antibiotic-free, you're getting antibiotics. And you get about the equivalent of an 8-ounce glass of antibiotics from the normal just eating the food that's in the food supply.
Yeah, and so you combine that with we're not in the habit as much of getting naturally fermented probiotic food.
Well, and we also have mercury fillings, which is like having an antibiotic in your mouth. That's like taking tetracycline every time you eat.
That's a good point. So that's why a lot of times people do tend to improve once they get the amalgam fillings out of their teeth.
And then out of their body.
And then clean it out of your tissues, what's already been absorbed.
Right.
So, you know, back to the digestive system, it is a big part of health in general. It takes consistent work over time to get that rebalanced, avoiding foods that have antibiotic residue, avoiding packaged foods that can have antibiotic type substances as preservatives.
Right.
Getting your probiotics or naturally fermented foods. So I like people to have raw sauerkraut. I like people to have a fermented coconut water. You can have whatever yogurt or kefir that your system is not allergic to. So it can be, if you're allergic. And you know, Dr. Kellis, a lot of times when we test folks in the office, they may be allergic to dairy. However, they'll do okay with cow milk yogurt.
Yeah,
so they'll do okay with dairy that's turned into yogurt.
Because it's broken down and it's breaking down.
Right.
Now, you also get a type of pickles that you like that don't have the vinegar thrown in. It's a natural fermenting pickles.
Right. Same thing. So there are...
Next time you get those, get me a couple bottles.
All right.
Because you got my interest. I love pickles, but I don't like the high vinegar stuff.
Right, right. And of course, there's no... It's not just the vinegar. They're pasteurized. There's no more natural bacteria to
right.
them. So the whole benefit of consuming the cultured food is gone. We call it cultured foods.
Well, another thing is if you've had a whiplash, you could have affected your C2, which controls your vagus nerve, which controls all your digestion. And so that can also be a problem, cause you to ferment and putrefy. You know what, folks? If you've had any of these kind of problems or any of the things we're talking about, that's what the center's for. It's for helping you find out what's at the root and resolving the underlying issue. So if you want any information from the Center for Advanced Medicine, I'd love to have you give us a call. As for Diane, our phone number is 760-632-9042. That's 760-632-9042.
And folks, don't forget to check out the website. That's centerforadvancedmed.com. centerforadvancedmed.com.
Well, until next week, this is Dr. Bill Kellis and Dr. Mark Drucker wishing the Lord's health and grace to you.
You've been listening
listening to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. Your hosts have been health practitioners from the Center for Advanced Medicine, which is located in Encinitas, California. Center for Advanced Medicine is an integrated medical center whose purpose is to discover the root cause of your health problems and implement a treatment plan to assist you in regaining your health. Their doctors use the right modalities, all located in the center, the right way at the right time. For over 25 years, the center has been helping people like you from all over the country. For more information, you can call the Center for Advanced Medicine at 760-632-9042. That's 760-632-9042. And make sure to visit their website at centerforadvancedmed.com. That's centerforadvancedmed.com.
Health Talk, A Second Opinion, is sponsored by the Center for Advanced Medicine.